Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I talk about everything gay, theatre, drag, spirituality, and sex. Yes, my name is Piotr, and I'm a Pisces, and this week we're going to talk about respected and accepted. Being respectful, accepting, being respected, and accepted. Listen to it all today in What Is This Feeling? Yeah! This is the 40th episode. Yes, 40 episodes already. It's crazy. Well, thank you so much for everybody who's ever listened to this and for the people who are listening now. Thank you so much. Now, I want to start off with a description. I thought I would put those two together and I thought it would be an interesting kind of thing. So, the definition of respected is a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something caused by their abilities, qualities, and achievements, or achievements. Accepted is the consent, the consent to receive or undertake something that is offered to them. I feel both of them are quite like an umbrella of different feelings, different situations of being respected. If respected is loved, admired, worshipped, or if respected is just a mutual understanding of I love you or respect you for who you are. So going back, as we do, to my childhood, I think being respected as a very flamboyant, girly boy in a Catholic school in a small city was not accepted and absolutely not respected in any way or supported in any way by most of my people who were there in my childhood. My parents are great. They did as much as they could with I don't know, handling a child that is just gay and girly and just doing what they do because it things that makes them happy. And I think we all go through phases of accepting who we are. When you grow up, you accept your surroundings, you accept what is happening with you. And then, for example, for me, the Spice Girls came and I loved it and I accepted that. And Barbie dolls came and lots of other cool things that makes me happy came into my life and I accepted it. And then bullying came in, then situations where you've been taught or looked down by other people around you, and then you started to accept that for who you are is not accepted by other people, so you just change who you are. And then I feel you lose kind of the respect for yourself with following your true self. So that's why I feel these two are quite like linked in together. If there is respect, there is acceptance. And when there is acceptance, there is respect. Oh, I didn't know that before I wrote this down. And as you grow older, you're like, hey, these rules that somebody put on me, or like those mental rules that you think this is right and this is wrong, you just change because it doesn't work for you anymore. It doesn't work for me to hide and try to blend in and try to not show my light to people, because that's not what I want to do. And I have accepted for a long time to dim my light and to dim a lot of things that are me. And your body will knock on your door with like, hey, this is not the full potential that you are. It's hard to accept who you are, and it's hard to accept that and focus fully on yourself to be like, hey, this is who I am. I am gay. I'm non-binary. I'm maybe more male presenting. And I sometimes see other non-binary people, and I feel I don't really belong in that box, that label, because there's lots of different people who look differently than me and maybe who act differently than me. But if you respect yourself, which is funny because I want to talk about later a bit more about respect because I think it's a bit of a vague situation because lots of things that has to do with respect that was said in the definition with admiring, I think admiring is a different kind of vibe than respect for me. But we'll find out in a bit later how I feel about that. Yeah, and you go up and down. When I was younger, I loved SpongeBob. And when you grow older, there's so many things and situations where you just share what you like and share what makes you happy. And sometimes people put that down with saying, "Oh, SpongeBob is stupid. Are you still watching SpongeBob? Do you still have things with SpongeBob?" And I'm like, "Yes. I am wearing a full-out SpongeBob pajamas right now. I got it last week from Primark. It's really cute, and I will eventually take a picture of it and post it. But this is what I like, what makes me happy. SpongeBob is an amazing character. He bounces back for everything. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna talk about a lot of that because it may be different. Maybe a different episode. Who knows? And for example, last night, I am still watching Big Brother. I'm going strong. Yes, I'm very proud of myself. And we were watching it live, but we watched it from the start. And sometimes it happens when we pause it and then start it again, it just skips or to the beginning or to the live point where it is airing live. And that happened yesterday, and I was so into it because it was quite an emotional episode where they brought some family members to the contestants, and I was like, I am so ready to cry. I am so ready to get involved. I'm so ready to get these tears rolling. And then that happened, and we couldn't go to the point again because it was live on TV. So, acceptance. I accepted. Okay, accepting this. Then we started watching a film called Quiz Lady with Sandra Ho and Awkwafina. It was amazing. It was so funny. So funny, Quiz Lady. So funny. It was so funny. I just laughed so much. And I didn't expect it. And because it's so hard to find a good comedy. But this was so funny. So funny. And I loved it. And I accepted it. Quiz Lady. Look it up. Quiz Lady.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
Okay. Well, this is a roller coaster. So, going from theater being a hobby to my degree to my job, it's always weird when you go through that kind of stage where it when a hobby becomes your job. And there's lots of things that you need to accept. You need to accept failure, success, which is quite hard to accept as well. Time. There are so many things that are weird and because when you are open for critique and feedback, you don't know how where it comes from people. You know, some people can say, "Oh, you are great at this," and you're like, "Well, I enjoy doing that and I think I'm good at it, but I didn't know this person was obsessed with me doing this." And sometimes people say, "You are really bad at this," and you're like, "Well, I've studied for it for 5 years, so I think I'm good at it." But you get tested, and maybe the success part is harder to accept than the more negative things. It's really easy to accept when you don't get something, I think. And through the years, I'm more than. I began to focus more on what I'm actually doing, and if there's nothing else that I could have done differently, and I have enjoyed myself and shown myself, cool, it was not my time, and I can accept it. But if there's other things that has to do with, so for example, I back in the day, so there was a production of Little Mermaid being done in the Netherlands, and I was very confident and emailed the casting director like, "Hey," because that's what you do in the Netherlands. You are in straight contact with casting directors, and that's how you get auditions. In the UK, you need an agent to get to, auditions or bigger auditions. So I got invited to audition for The Little Mermaid. I was up for auditioning for understudy Prince Eric, And I already knew who was cast for it, and the person was quite smaller. So in this production, they wanted to have a scene where Prince Eric... Well, I don't know why I'm telling this. It's not about acceptance. So I did the audition. I had to sing her voice. At that time, I couldn't really nail it, which is fine because I can now. But yeah, after the audition, I was like, this is not my thing. It will be nice to do it, but this is not my thing. And then I saw someone auditioning after me for a different role. And she came out, and the casting director came out, and he was like, they ask you to sing something higher. You need to sing something higher. And they were both literally talking while I was there and saying, like, I can print out some sheet music for you, and you can sing that. And I thought, this is quite nice that the casting director is helping this actress getting the job, because, you know, there was a couple of Americans in that audition, so they proper needed to push the people that they wanted for the Americans to accept as well. But that was an interesting thing that happens. I was like, yeah, sure, like, if you're already part of the game, I will accept that. people will fight for you to show the best side of you. I'm not sure if I proper respected that situation, but I had to accept it. I feel it's always a funny thing when you are, whatever, singer, actor, dancer, and the moment you do something big, as in it comes on television, people start to respect you. People start to be like, oh, you have been on this show, I've seen you there, and then it becomes big, and then people show admiration, which is respect. So it's funny when that happens, because sometimes it's hard when things like that don't happen and you are trying to fight your hardest to get an acting job and you feel you don't get respect from it. So the accepting and the respecting of you as an artist is so important. Yeah.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
So I wanted to split respect into two parts, because the definition is admiring, and with admiring I can sense it could be into kind of admiring a worshipping kind of position, but I also feel admiring could be very like, oh, I'm in awe of you, and I feel is more to do with love and a nicer admiration, if that makes sense. So that you still be yourself, because I feel when you admire someone, you put yourself in a different position. I feel you put yourself in a lower position, and especially with worshipping, you put yourself in the last position to worship something or someone which I don't feel has any connection with respect. So for this section, I definitely want to focus more on the admiring and loving view on respect, because that's what I sense more with it. And I think in general, if we talk about spirituality, respect is standard. And acceptance is standard. It's sometimes hard to find a standard feeling, a standard, I don't want to say practice. Yeah, practice. With where you are accepted. And with spirituality, if it has to do with angels, unicorns, meditation, past lives, all of it. It is non-judgmental. And there is respect. Jinx is getting... our cats are like dogs. So our ginger cat Jinx, he loves playing fetch. So fetch. Do you call it fetch? So you can throw like a little wrapping thingy and he will get after it. And he will bring the wrapper to you and then you have to throw it again. It's really cute. And I respect that and accept it. Well, maybe not now because I need to record a podcast. Yeah. So when you are looking for answers with how to live life and how to live like happy and how to, you know, do it. And a lot of things is about being accepting and accepting who you are and accepting the feelings that you have and respecting that. And with respect, I mean, loving it. There is so much, it's so much harder when you are feeling a certain way or in a position a certain way where you do the opposite, where you don't accept it, which you create a standard barrier for yourself and the people around you. And you start digging that hole way deeper and start building that wall up way higher with not accepting it and with not respecting it. If we're not admiring ourselves, we are getting so much far away from our full potential and what we could do. Yeah, and I feel quite passionate about that. Every time, you know, I hear myself say, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, I don't want to do this. For example, I had to call someone the other day and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I overthought what the other person might say, what might happen. And I was fully in a denial of what I was gonna do. Because if you just do it, that's it. It's that clear. So I just was pushing it away a little bit. And I did put myself a deadline. I did said, like, before this time, before 11, I'm gonna call this person. So I did. And it was nothing. It was literally nothing. The whole wall that I built for myself literally just fell down because there was nothing to worry about. And it takes so much energy from if you're not accepting who you are. Like, it took me a lot of years to accept who I am, if it's my sexuality, my gender. And it takes so much energy of you. And it takes so much faking. And it takes so much being a different person. It's so quite annoying in a way that you fully kind of accept the non-accepting as a standard of your life. And when you finally say, yes, I am gay, yes, I am pansexual, yes, I am bisexual, whatever, oh, maybe yes, I am straight. Yeah, it is hard to accept you if you are living in a world where there is a standard. And I applaud you, I love you, and I respect you. And I accept you for having to question yourself for who you are. Because it takes guts. It takes guts because sometimes you feel the world is massive. And there is this massive group. There is this massive unwritten rule. And sometimes people are shouting that rule as well. That people are against you. And you need to stay and keep believing in who you are because you know that your light is bigger. You know that your light is brighter and you know that your light is stronger when you are who you are. And there is nothing that can get in the way of that. Nothing. Nothing. Respect. No, it's sometimes, you know, when you hear stories of people coming out in their 30s or their 50s and you're like, oh, yeah, finally, I finally, they can live their true life. Finally, they can live who they are. It's freeing. And again, like, it sounds cheesy, but if you can't love yourself, how in the hell you can love somebody else? It's your visions that you see in other people. If you literally can't love how you are, how can you love somebody else? If you don't respect yourself, which is admiring yourself with everything that you do, with everything that you are, and accept yourself, then you can accept other people, and then you can keep the ball rolling, and there is a flow, and you don't want to be stuck. Yeah. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. I have a massive respect for sex workers. I have massive respect for people who are educating and sex educators. I don't want to plug another podcast that I listen to, but I really enjoy the podcast What's Your Safe Word, which is a fully amazing sex educational podcast. And interesting thing, what I feel with listening to their podcast is, because they are talk about lots of fetishes and lots of extreme, not so extreme, soft, everything, and they talk about consent a lot. And, you know, sometimes you think if people are into leather or latex or BDSM or other kind of fetishes and kinks, that the door is open, that you can just do whatever and just be extreme. And that is not the case. It has to do with consent and with rules, and it is way more structured and human than how I sometimes have thought myself how it was, and how I sometimes feel how other people think that it is. I've said it on the podcast before when I've talked about gay sex to a girl friends of mine, or when I was at like a party and we talk about sex and some girls were like weird about how gay men are having sex. It is so stupid, and it's just a kind of a vision that is not clear. And, you know, you don't have to like respect it if respecting is admiring it, but I am not disrespecting your choice of sexualness and sex. Because coming back to the point of the story is that they are not, I don't want to say educated, but educated about what actually is happening, and that it's about intimacy and about passion and about a lot of those amazing energies and mental and physical stuff. And if you put a little bit of a kink on top of that, then that's that kink. If that fully makes sense. Because if you're doing a BDSM and are into bondage, you can't just tie someone up and call it a day. I had done a bondage workshop before, where it was in the UK, so of course they do lots of health and safety things, but they said always keep a scissors near hand, because when you're tying someone up, it can take a while to do the knots right, making sure that you don't have any ropes on the joints, because you don't want to close down the circulation, shut down the circulation, something with the circulation, so you are doing it on more of the muscle than exactly on the joints. And there are some just nice things to learn about it, and it's not about tying up, being tied up. It can be about the feeling of the rope on your skin. It can be about the marks that the rope leave on your skin. It can be the creativity that you rope things, or is it that you like someone to tie you up, or is it that you like to tie someone else up? There is so much more nuances in that, and I feel it should be respected more. Yeah. And talking about acceptance, I am always accepting for new things and accepting for trying out new things. If that is something physical or something mental / verbal, because I feel I'm quite curious in that way. And I also feel that I think my mindset is very like, if I haven't tried it, why would I put a judgment on that? If my gut says, no, I don't want to do this, then I'm not going to do it. But if my gut says, hey, this might be fun, let's try it out, and afterwards I'm like, you know what, I didn't like it, then I tried it and I didn't like it. And there's a couple of things that I've tried, I'm like, this was interesting and I quite enjoy it and I might do it again in the future, which I was very surprised about. And sometimes I'm like, I don't think this is what I like. Like getting a tongue in your ear. Nope, don't want to do that again. Getting my feet sucked. Nope, don't want to do that again. And the first time that it happened was without consent. And so it was a double no for me. Thank you. Yeah, it is interesting that sometimes, like, I don't like that. I don't like doing something with my feet. So if someone wants to do something with my feet, which is a very kind of, in a way, non-sexual place. For me, it's a very non-sexual place. For lots of people, it can be a sexual place. When it has a sexual tension, a sexual loathing, a sexual energy, I feel consent needs to be asked for, especially in a situation where there's no flow, you know? Oh yeah, and a little bit going back, because I said I was I respect people that are sex educational, and then I feel I am respecting myself, because I feel, not that I'm educating, but parts of the podcast, this podcast, I feel if I would have heard it as a teenager, if I would have heard it as a younger me, it would have benefited me, the whole of the podcast, by the way, it would have benefited me, so I feel that's why I am feeling I need to express this. Oh, and talking about the different side of respect, if we talk about admiring, if you're talking about worshipping, it's really stupid in a way that I'm like, no, I'm not kink shaming, because I respect people who are into feet and I accept you, because on the other side I really enjoy nipples. Yeah, I'm very respectful for them. I respect nipples. I accept nipples. And yeah, I will leave it with that. And on that note, I'm going to pull a card. Do-do-do-do-do. I am using the card deck from Kyle Gray, the Angel Guide Oracle. And this week is for you, for when this podcast comes out. Thank you, angels, for guiding us. Thank you, angels. What do you need this week? What do you need this week? Take charge and action. You got it in your hands. You got it. You know it. There's a, it's a really, again, really pretty picture. It's of a person that holding an arrow, and it's on the picture is pointing to the left. It's a bright golden arrow, and the person is wearing a blue purplish outfit. Purple stands for change, for transformation. You are supported, go for it. And now is the time. Now is the time for you to change what you have in your mind right now that you always wanted to change in your life. Yes, this. Hold it, feel it, and go with it. Do it. Go for it. Take charge and action. Yes. Lovely people, thank you so, so much for listening. If you have any questions for me, if you have any topics you want me to do, any juicy questions for me, please message me on What Is This Feeling podcast on Instagram. Thank you so much. 40 episodes already. Oh, exciting. Listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Have an amazing week. Doei!